All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, we are back. I have missed doing the picks. Let's get into this.
The moment everybody waits for every week.
Let's go!
Take the points on the road here.
4-0 against the spread. He starts to come, and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I don't know what to say.
Those are the picks. Brought to you by Bill Brown Ford.
Now, Sully, I have a question. Is this the last edition of the picks we will be doing, or are we taking this through bowl season?
I was wondering that as well.
Bowl season. Let's go.
Let's continue it. Why not?
Oh, the guy in last place.
I don't care. Wants more.
Okay. Football.
I enjoy watching David dance, so I'd like more picks if possible.
All right, let's do it. Pac-12, Utah, Washington, tonight. UW laying 5.5. We will start with Hatchet.
We might lose to the Browns.
Hatchet man.
Let me give you one word to remember for this game tonight. Defense. These are the top two scoring defenses in the Pac-12. But one thing that will make a difference is Utah's improved offense. That will win them the game. They're different from September 15th's loss. Utah all day.
Over to Sully.
You're picking Utah to win the game, not just cover?
Of course.
You know what? I am going to agree with you on that. We don't agree on much, but Utah, I think they're going to earn their trip to the Rose Bowl here. And that's a big win for Utah if they can get to that Rose Bowl.
It is.
I know Utah's a bit dinged up. I don't trust UW. I just don't. I mean, I've watched them a couple times, not as much as other teams. I like the points, though. And I agree with you. When two good defenses take the field, it's tough to win by a touchdown. I'll take the 5.5 there. Game number two, it's electric. And you get to wear a golden cowboy hat if you win. Texas OU. OU laying 7.5. David.
Give me my steak medium well.
Oklahoma lost the first matchup this season, but my godson, Kyler Murray, sees playoffs in his sights. They are going to destroy Texas. Oklahoma all day.
Over to Sully.
Here's why you're wrong, David.
Second dick.
I'm picking Texas based on this number. Oklahoma, 0-4 against the spread, believe it or not, in their last four games.
Ooh.
They're not covering spreads. Give me Texas.
Look, to me, I'm with David here. I think OU on the revenge tour, they end up winning this game by a bunch. I think that initial game, all that rivalry juice.
Yeah.
Remember, Oklahoma fired their defensive coordinator after that game.
Sure did.
And Texas is not West Virginia. I'm going to lay the 7.5. I got a weird feeling the rematch ain't as sexy as the first go-around with Dicker the kicker.
Somehow their defense doesn't look better.
Oh, Donald Sterling in the mix. Alabama laying 13.5. They take on Georgia. David.
He's got AIDS.
Oh, my God. Donald
Check
Sterling.
Out this connection for this game.
Hey, I'm Coach O.
Georgia running back Elijah Holyfield. Who is his father? That's right.
Evander Holyfield.
Oh, Evander Holyfield knows all about taking down heavyweights.
Sorry, Whitey.
And Georgia is going to take down college football's heavyweight. Yes, that's right.
Wow.
I'm picking the win for Georgia. They're going to the college football playoff.
Benito.
Let's go, Georgia.
Over to the man who hates Christmas.
I do not hate Christmas. I hate Christmas music, but I don't hate my picks of Alabama. Never pick against Alabama, ever, ever, ever. I'm going to take Bama, even though, David, hey, maybe the SEC wants to collude and somehow try to get get both teams in. I'm going to take Alabama, though.
I'll keep it short. Bama wins, but I'm taking the points. I think Georgia's damn good, man. I think they're one of the top four teams in the country. Mm-hmm. I'll take two touchdowns. Game number four, a game nobody will watch. Clemson.
Who could possibly have it better than us?
Basically every team I'm talking about, Jim. Clemson minus 27.5. They take on Pitt. We go to David.
Yeah, Narduzzi's a good coach, but Clemson's another level. Clemson all day.
Over to Shelly.
You are a rude, terrible person.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Don't say that about Sully, President. Come on.
Another stat. Wisconsin's a good team. Another stat for you guys here.
I don't want another season of this, man.
Pittsburgh. They are 0-6 against the spread in their last six neutral site games.
My God.
How about that stat?
My God, the way you're pointing that finger.
So I cannot pick Pittsburgh with that. They don't play well at neutral site games. Clemson.
They don't play well at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Clemson will want to put up a number here. God, 27.5 is tough, but Vegas is telling you.
Oh, my gosh, this is so tight.
This game won't be. game number five.
I want to so bad.
Northwestern getting 14 from Michigan. Oh, wait, no. Ohio State laying 14.
That's true.
Let's go to David.
That's disappointing.
You know, I was hoping to do that after Michigan won, but they didn't. Now we got to deal with this game. Ohio State, I don't care.
Over to Sully.
I want some peanuts!
Yeah, it's classic Urban Meyer. He knows he's going to have to run up the score. They're going to hang 70-plus points on Northwestern. Give me OSU.
I actually think there'll be a shot of Jamie Samuelson weeping in the crowd. I think OSU is going to put a number up.
Whitey.
I'll lay the points, too. Can we go to the NFL, please?
Who said that? Wojo said that?
I have a game that is very exciting for me.
I can honestly say I have thought about posting naked pictures.
Thank you, Tonio.
Wow.
My Browns. My gritty, gutty, swaggy Browns. Oh. Going to Houston to take on the Texans.
We might lose to the Browns!
Texans have won 7,000 games in a row. They're laying 5.5. David.
Yeah, you know who's Patrick not Brown. Scared of that guy named Baker Mayfield?
Cut it in half!
My first godson. He is going to destroy Baker.
Oh, no.
He's going to put him in a box and throw him away. Let's go, Texans.
Over to Sully.
I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this whole process, okay?
Yeah, sit up straight.
I can't pick against Baker Mayfield. The kid's a stud, playing with all sorts of swag. Give me Browns.
All kinds of swag and confidence and trash talk. I don't care. I'm going with Sully because I'll be rooting for the Brownies. Give me the 5.5. Thanks, Doug. Game two, Vikes, Pats, Patriots laying 5. By the way, 5.5 in the NFL is Satan's spread.
Yeah.
Weird bleep happens. Remember that. Vikings, Pats laying 5.5.
Now I got hatchet.
I am interested in this game because I want to see if Cousins continues to be what he was in the last game. He finally
won. What's the
big
deal with blackface?
A big game in prime time. I'm going Vikings here.
Interesting. Finito. We go to Sully.
Guys, you guys know my opinion on this. Mike, you always like to imitate me when this pick comes
around.
Go ahead.
Let me take a sip of coffee first.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate these imitations that you do.
You know, you put your finger up when you do it. You know, I have a rule. You never pick against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Second death.
I love when he puts his little finger up there.
That's how I speak with hand motion. I do that a lot.
I think
turkey hole.
That's right, Johnny. 5.5. It's Satan's number. Give me the 5.5.
You need a Hummer?
Coach O, tell him, JoJo.
Tell him about it, JoJo.
Chargers going to Pittsburgh. The Steelers laying 3.5. David.
I thought it was the ass.
Boy, am I so glad this game is at home. But James Conner is third in the league in rushing. And you know what? He's going to lead us to the Super Bowl. Let's go!
Steelers. Okay, thank you. Let's go to Sully.
I'm going to pick the Chargers for one reason and one reason only. We haven't heard this song in a while.
San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Take that bass and throw it to the ground.
Unlimited amounts of funk. That's right.
I refuse to do
one,
it.
One problem, hard fade. They're not in San Diego anymore.
It's the Chargers, though, still. It's like Roberto's question yesterday about the Colts.
Here's the deal. If Melvin Gordon were playing, I'd probably be swayed to taking the Chargers. I like Austin Eckler, but I think the Steelers laying 3.5. There's a little value here. Bounce back performance after they laid an egg against Denver.
We need it.
Game number four, and it shouldn't be televised. The Bears laying 3.5 at the Giants. Note, no Mitch Trubisky.
I know what the Bears' defense looks like, but they're starting Chase Daniel again.
Go.
And I just have a suspicious feeling that the Giants are going to screw up their draft position.
No, win this game.
I'm not only taking the points, I'm taking the Giants' victory at MetLife.
You know, I've always had a suspicion David really didn't like white people, but I'm coming to the conclusion he just doesn't like this white person. How dare you, Sully?
David, you didn't dance, though. You always dance for this.
No
Come
need.
On.
Here's Odell what I will be dancing on the Bears.
Here's what I'm going to do, though. Mike, I always like to give you some sort of optimistic stat about the Giants
for
you.
I don't want optimism. I just want to lose.
The Bears are 1-10 against the spread in their last 11 Week 13 games.
Whoa.
Year by year. So they don't play well in Week 13. What? Your Giants are going to win. I'll pick the Giants for it.
You know what? Fine. I don't care. Just give me the Giants because I know they won't do what I want. They're not going to lose. And Chase Daniel's going to go into MetLife, and the wind's going to be swirling. He's going to look like a 12-year-old kid throwing a ball. He only comes here to play well. Give me the Giants with the points. All right, last one. Can't believe this game's televised.
Oh, my God. How do you pick the Lions? How are the Lions going to win this game?
Dynamite drop in, Greg. Rams minus 10. They come to Detroit, David.
Just an announcement. This game is no longer on Fox. It will be streamed only on their app. The Rams will win this game easily. Blowout.
This game is on the Oxygen Network. Sully.
I'm going to partake in drinking here very, very shortly.
I will be Sunday. I'm telling you that.
I am going to side with none other than Carlos Manares and pick the Lions. He says the Lions are going to win, so I'm going to trust Carlos on that. I'll pick the Lions.
Yeah, well. You and Carlos can get down the road. I'll lay the 10. The Rams don't blow anybody out, but the Lions just look dunzo.
I can't do it.
Like, I can't. It has
That's tomorrow.
It has no words on it.
Thing sucks.
Kind of how I feel about your team. All right, those are the picks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.